what happened. Oh, bummer, yesterday. That's two. Sprained thumb and a broken wrist.
Is it right here?
I like the uniform. Looking good. You heard this story? Did y'all listen? Did you hear the story about Jesus climbing a mountain with Peter and James and John? You didn't hear it? Yeah, well, that's because you weren't listening, Jade. Preacher's kid. It's my daughter. Yep. She gets it at home. So what happens today is there's this story. It's called the story of the Transfiguration. Jesus, James, John, and Peter climb a mountain together. Jesus leaves his other disciples behind. He climbs the mountain with Peter, James, and John. And what do we know about Peter, James, and John? Anything? Anyone? We know that they are Jesus' best buds. Okay, they're kind of like his senior staff. They're the subset of the disciples that he always goes to first when he's trying to communicate something real important. So Jesus takes a little time off. He climbs up this mountain with Peter, James, and John, and he's up there. And what happens when he's up there? Yeah, this cloud and all their Jesus's Gore-Tex turns a dazzling white, right? Whiter than any outdoor apparel real retailer could make it. Yes, we know this. So Jesus up there, his clothes turn white, and then they see there's two people that appear alongside Jesus. Who are those people again? I can't remember. Somebody help me out. Yeah. Yeah, Moses and Elijah. That's exactly right. Okay, so we need to talk about Moses and Elijah for a bit here. But what I would say about this story, hey, you did an awesome job on the psalm too, by the way. That was really well done. Thank you. Grayson, good job too on the readings. So here's the deal. Okay, here in Jackson, it might be tempting when we get a story about Jesus and his best buds climbing a mountain, just for us to sort of say like, okay, I think we heard that story, and what we would take from it is Jesus wants us to climb mountains, right? Because we love, or many of us love, to climb mountains here in Jackson. And even if we don't love it, we live in and around people who do love to climb mountains. But we don't say that not because it's not true, because that adventure part of the story is true, but we don't say that because that's not the whole story. The idea that God would want you to take an adventure is not the whole story. So Jesus and James and John and Peter, they go up this mountain, and then boom, here are these two figures, Moses and Elijah. And Moses and Elijah are symbols. Does anyone know what a symbol is? No? Oh yeah, what?
It represents something.
Yeah, it's something that represents something else, right? So you have these really two important symbols that are connected to the history of Israel, Moses and Elijah. And they represent kind of two different things. They both represent adventure, a quest, a journey, a pilgrimage, but they represent different kinds of pilgrimages. So what do we remember about Moses? We remember Moses was in Egypt and he led the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt into the what? Kind of spelled like dessert, but not dessert. Desert, right. So he leads Israel out into the desert on this incredible, like, liberating, physical, embodied, using their bodies journey, right? And it's an important journey for Israel and for us. Like this idea, Moses represents this idea that sometimes God might ask us to take an adventure, a real physical adventure, like moving from Los Angeles, California, all the way to Jackson, Wyoming. Jade. And then you have Elijah, right? Elijah. So Elijah doesn't represent a physical liberating journey like Moses. Elijah represents a different kind of journey, a journey that you might take in here, inside your heart, or maybe one in your own family, some kind of spiritual journey or emotional journey, a heart journey. I got an example of one of those. Is anyone here an older brother or sister? Yeah, we got some older brothers and sisters. Is anyone here a younger brother or sister? Yeah, we got some of those too. Okay, now I'm just going to talk to you older siblings, okay? When your family welcomed another baby, when your family welcomed your brother or your sister into your own family, that was an adventure. That was a journey. That was a pilgrimage that was connected to God, but represents a change, a quest, one that is forever and important and full of love. Yeah? Get that? Did it feel that way? Or are you just like, oh man, this is a drag. Now I've got a little brother or a little sister and they cry all the time. Yeah. No, not like that. The other way. Good, positive, full of meaning and depth and rich story and experience that will pay this positive dividend, that will bring good, deep, loving things into your lives forever. Pretty amazing. Okay, so we got this idea that we're on an adventure with God. We're climbing up a mountain. We get to the summit. We see these two people, Moses and Elijah. And then Peter says what? Peter says like, yes, we've made it. This is the spot. Let's build three tents. One for you, Jesus. One for Moses. One for Elijah. And let's stay here. We finally made it. Right? And then Jesus says what? Jesus says what any good mountain guide would say. This is the summit. We're only halfway there. If we're even halfway there. Right? So he says, no, 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 no. We're not staying there. We have more journey to take, more pilgrimage, more adventure in our lives. And as they're walking down the mountain, there's one last thing that he says. Do you remember? It's so important. Do you remember what he says to Peter and James and John? He says, whatever you do, when we get back, when we get back, when we get back, you still with me, Jade? Still with me. Still with me. Kind of. When we get back, don't tell this story yet. Don't tell this story until the story's over. And what I think that gives us a sense of is when we're on an adventure with God, when we're on a pilgrimage with God, when we're on a journey with God, you know, we might have some sense that that journey is over. But if we do get that inkling, if we do have some idea that this journey has come to a close, we might just pause and see what God puts in front of us, see how we're feeling, get a different perspective, because likely that thing that we think is the end is really just another beginning. That God has a new leg of adventure before us. So what do I want you all to leave with today? You ready? You ready for this? I'm going to drop it on you. Boom. Okay? I want you to leave with the idea that when you're moving through your lives, when you're, you know, getting up early for kindergarten and getting those clothes on and making sure your lunch is in your backpack, when you're on that kind of adventure, I want you to know God is with you. You know, you may not see God, but you might feel God. That God is with you on the adventure. And then what I also want you to know is other people are too. You know, Peter, James, and John, people of this church, you know, are with you. grown-ups and other kids alike. We're here to help you. So you're never alone. You're never alone on your adventure with God. And what I also want you to know is what those two figures, Moses and Elijah, symbolize. There are lots of different ways that you might be on an adventure with God. It might be a real physical one. You might be, you know, climbing through your day at kindergarten or third grade or fifth grade. You might be walking up a mountain here in beautiful Jackson, Wyoming. Or you might just be on one of those internal adventures, one on the inside, like bringing a little brother or a little sister into your life. But I want you to know that you're not alone and that people have been adventuring with God for a long, long time. And you and I and our families and all the people we know, we're just continuing that story. And then what I also want you to know is, like, keep your eyes open. Keep your heart open. There's another leg of the adventure that's right before you, even when you feel like your next adventure might be coming to a close. We good? Everybody? Good? Yeah? Good? Okay. Thanks. We're done.